In a world obsessed with relationship building, the Challenger sale delivers a provocative truth. The most successful salespeople aren't those who build the strongest relationships. They're the ones who challenge customer thinking. This revelation emerged unexpectedly when researchers at CEB, now Gartner, investigated why certain salespeople thrived during the 2008 recession while others struggled. What they discovered has transformed sales strategy at companies like Microsoft, Cisco, and Salesforce. The most effective sales professionals weren't accommodating relationship builders, but challengers who pushed customers to think differently about their business. The impact has been so profound that sales legend Neil Rackham called it potentially the fourth breakthrough in professional selling's century-long evolution. When analyzing data from over 6,000 sales representatives, researchers discovered salespeople naturally cluster into five distinct profiles. The hard worker puts in extra hours and makes more calls. The relationship builder focuses on developing strong connections. The lone wolf follows instincts rather than processes. The reactive problem solver excels at implementation but gets caught in service issues. And the challenger brings fresh perspectives, understands customer value drivers, and maintains control of sales conversations. In complex sales environments, challengers represented over 50% of top performers, while relationship builders accounted for only 7% of high performers, despite representing about 21% of all salespeople. In today's information-saturated world, customers don't need salespeople to explain products. They need someone who can make sense of overwhelming options and provide genuine insights. Rather than asking customers about their concerns, challengers tell customers what should concern them. This isn't generic thought leadership, but commercial teaching, insights specifically designed to lead customers to your unique strengths. Research shows 53% of customer loyalty stems from the sales experience itself rather than the product. Customers consistently value suppliers who offer unique and valuable perspectives above those who are merely responsive. Effective commercial teaching must lead to your unique strengths, challenge customer assumptions by reframing their business thinking, catalyze action through a compelling business case, and scale across customers with organizational support. One pharmaceutical company exemplified this by shifting from product features to teaching doctors about patient journeys, revealing that patients experience 2.5 emergency exacerbations annually that physicians miss during regular visits. This insight changed treatment protocols and positioned their medication as the logical solution. Structuring insights into compelling conversations follows 6 steps. The warmer establishes credibility by demonstrating understanding. The reframe introduces a perspective connecting challenges to bigger problems. Rational drowning quantifies hidden costs. Emotional impact ensures customers see themselves in your story. A new way reviews necessary capabilities, and your solution shows how your offering is uniquely positioned to help. This approach inverts traditional presentations, beginning with customer challenges rather than supplier capabilities. The second pillar of the challenger approach, tailoring for resonance, has become crucial as B2B purchases evolve into consensus-based decisions. Even C-level executives now require team support for large purchases, with widespread support across my organization ranking as the top factor in senior decision-makers' considerations. This consensus requirement fundamentally changes the sales approach. The conventional model flows clockwise. Reps gather information from stakeholders to create a pitch for decision-makers. The more effective emerging model flows counterclockwise. The best way to reach decision-makers is through stakeholders who can establish organizational support. Effective tailoring works through progressive layers, starting with industry, then company, role, and finally the individual. Challengers excel at understanding both individual stakeholders' value drivers and their business's economic drivers. Solay exemplifies this with their functional bias cards for each stakeholder type, outlining decision criteria, focus areas, concerns, and potential value areas. These cards give reps a framework for understanding stakeholder priorities without resorting to generic questions. The third defining attribute of challengers is their ability to take control of the sale, maintaining momentum and confidently discussing value. This stems from being comfortable talking about money and knowing when to push the customer. Taking control isn't about aggression, but confidently guiding customers through the buying process to overcome indecision inertia. Unlike relationship builders who avoid pushing to preserve relationships, challengers focus on moving deals forward because they know their insights deliver superior value. Three misconceptions exist about taking control. First, many think it only happens during negotiation, when challengers actually take control throughout the entire process. They quickly identify when opportunities are merely verification efforts where customers have already chosen another vendor and either press for expanded access or walk away. Second, taking control isn't just about money, it's about reshaping how customers think about their challenges. When customers express skepticism, challengers thrive on this constructive tension rather than caving to resistance. Third, while sales leaders worry reps might become too aggressive if encouraged to take control, the more common problem is excessive passivity. Reps often perceive an imbalance of power favoring customers, especially in tough economic times. Implementing the challenger model requires careful planning and represents a true commercial transformation. Among high performers, only about 40% actually exhibit challenger behaviors of teaching, tailoring, and taking control. Organizations must accurately identify their true challengers, including inactive ones who have the right skills but haven't applied them effectively. Companies need to develop both organizational capabilities and individual skills simultaneously. Those that created commercial teaching messages without developing rep skills found resistance, while those focusing only on rep skills left them without proper execution tools. For marketing leaders, the challenger approach demands rethinking organizational positioning. Customer centricity has become meaningless without truly understanding customers' daily struggles, something most reps lack. Building a genuinely customer-centric organization requires creating an insight-centric one that generates fresh perspectives that teach customers to think differently. The challenger approach extends beyond sales to all corporate functions. Whether serving internal or external customers, the core challenge remains delivering value through insight rather than just efficient service. In today's market, where products and services alone rarely differentiate, challenging thinking and delivering unique insights has become the ultimate competitive advantage. W. Granger exemplifies this approach with The Power of Planning the Unplanned, a teaching conversation that reframes customers' view of maintenance spending. Using a pain chain scenario that illustrates emergency purchase frustrations, they help customers recognize inefficient behaviors. One customer admitted, "Wow, you know us too well. We play a starring role in that movie every day." This transforms Granger from the place to buy 17 hammers to the partner to avoid buying 117 hammers. Regardless of your function, sales, marketing, HR, or IT, ask yourself, are you merely responding to requests or challenging assumptions with unexpected insights that drive real value? Before customer conversations, consider, am I teaching something valuable they don't know? Is my message tailored to their context? Am I comfortable creating constructive tension to drive change? The most successful professionals aren't those who make customers comfortable. They're those who make customers think differently about their business.